أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ولا عاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين، وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Welcome to another episode of our Tafsir page by page. Inshallah ta'ala, today we're on page 136 of the Quran, Surah Al-An'am, the 7th juz. In the previous episode, we discussed those verses which Allah Azza wa Jal gives to the creation a number of His signs and a number of His abilities and powers, Jalla fi ula, His names and attributes that show that He alone is worthy of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us the example of death and life, of when we sleep and when we rise, and how Allah Azza wa Jal has given to each and every single person a fixed time and a fixed term that they have upon this earth. Allah Azza wa Jal alone is the one who is supreme over all of His creation. And Allah Azza wa Jal told us that Allah has sent upon and for each and every single one of us angels that record every single deed that we perform. They intimately and intricately record in detail everything that we do. And this will be the record of deeds that will then be presented to us on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when we stand before Allah Azza wa Jal, our one true Lord. He alone will have judgment on that day. And that judgment will be based upon our iman and the deeds that we performed in this life. Allah Azza wa Jal then spoke to the disbelievers and told them to remember the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the one that saves people when they're in distress on land or upon sea, who is the one that comes to their aid, who is the one that gives to them safety, who is the one that relieves this and other types of distresses from them. But still, they disbelieve and they turn away or turn back from Allah Azza wa Jal and go towards shirk. Allah Azza wa Jal told us that those people shouldn't think that they're safe from the punishment of Allah, because if Allah so chooses, He can punish them from above or from beneath them, or make them into groups and factions that fight one another and therefore punish them in that way. We continue today from verse number 68, and that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا رأيت الذين يخوضون في آياتنا فأعرض عنهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره وإما ينسينك الشيطان فلا تقعد بعد الذكرى مع القوم الظالمين. When you come across people who speak with scorn about our revelations, turn away from them until they move on to another topic. If shaitan should make you forget, then when you have remembered, do not sit with those who are doing wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the virtue of the Quran and its blessings and its importance, and from the etiquettes that we should have with the Quran. The book of Allah Azza wa Jal contains mercy, and it contains guidance, and it contains lessons for us, and all of it is good and blessing. And from the etiquettes, therefore, that the Muslim has for the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and from the ways that they love and revere this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that they afford to it utmost respect and reverence. And from that respect and reverence is that they respect it when it is recited, and they respect it when it is being recited and they are listening to it, and they respect it in the way that they hold it and the way that they treat it. And so from that respect also, therefore, is to not allow it to be used in ways that will in any way diminish its virtue or its status. Don't be from amongst those people who ridicule the Quran, who make light of the Quran, who mock or make fun of the Quran, or who laugh at certain parts of the Quran for whatever reason, because of your ignorance or because other people are making fun of it or whatever it may be. The Quran should never be used or made light of in this way. Rather, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. So to make fun of the book of Allah and the speech of Allah is therefore by default to make fun of the one who spoke those words, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal, to show to us the importance of the Quran, gives to us this particular instruction. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا. When you come across people who speak with scorn about our revelations. Because there are two types of people when it comes to the Quran and its study. Those people who read the Quran and they study the Quran and they go into detail and delve into the meanings of the Quran because they want to understand. and they want to contemplate and reflect, and they want to ponder over the meanings of the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the people who want to seek more information so that they can come closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. So they study tajweed, and they study tafsir, and they study qira'at, and they study the Arabic language, all so that it will aid them and help them in understanding the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they want to come closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And from the greatest ways of coming closer to Allah is to understand the speech and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one group of people. But then there are those people who will read the Quran out of scorn, mocking it and making jest of it, as they used to do in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quraysh would make fun of the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they would mock the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the hypocrites would do as well. They would make fun of the words of Allah Azza wa Jal and the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is unfortunate that today you will have people who call themselves Muslims doing the same. They'll make fun of the commandments of Islam that are found in the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, for example, like the hijab. They make fun of it even though it is mentioned explicitly in the Quran. They will make fun of certain aspects and laws of the Quran and certain elements about Allah Azza wa Jal that are mentioned in the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you're amongst those people, because as you can imagine, the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muslims were few in number, or they're living in a place where the majority may be non-Muslims, and some of those people are their family, their friends, their neighbors. So you're sitting with them, and then now they start this discussion topic, and sometimes they do it so that they can make fun of you. And if you speak to many revert Muslims, people who have accepted Islam, when they're with their family, sometimes, not all times, but sometimes they have to go through this and endure this as well. And you don't have the power or the ability to change the topic of conversation. You don't have the influence that you can go and change that topic, nor do you want to go into this discussion with them, because they're not seeking to be guided. They're not looking for sincerely for answers, but they're just looking to ridicule your religion, ridicule and mock your way of life. What do? فَعَرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. Then turn away from them and leave them. It is not befitting that the Muslim should sit there silently, that they should sit there and just silently sit there whilst this is happening with the revelation or to the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. So turn away from them, meaning leave them and move away from them. حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. Until they move on to another topic, and then you can return if you so wish. Because those people that are sitting whilst this is taking place are of types. The first one is the one that can answer and that can speak and has influence, and people will listen and respect what they say. That person can speak. But then there are people who maybe don't know the answers themselves. They're new Muslims, or they haven't studied, they don't have enough knowledge, and what you don't want to do is say something about the Quran that is incorrect. Those people are upon evil, but you don't answer evil with other evil. And so it is better for that type of person just simply to get up and leave. Don't be party to the evil that they are doing until they go into another topic. وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانِ. And if you do sit down with them, because shaitan makes you forget, you're heedless, you don't realize, you sit there, and then you all of a sudden now are aware that this is what they're trying to do, or this is what they are doing. فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَ مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, then don't sit with a group of people once you have remembered who are doing wrong. Meaning once you realize and you see that they are doing wrong, then don't sit with them, but rather get up and leave and turn away from them, because this is also from the ways and the traps of shaitan. Shaitan makes you forget, and shaitan makes you neglectful. Or sometimes shaitan makes you feel the peer pressure that to stand up, if there's a group of 10, 15, 20 people and they're all making fun of Islam and you're the only Muslim there, and you're the only one that believes in Allah Azza wa Jal in that setting, and they're making fun of your religion, and you can't do anything except get up and leave, even that requires courage. That thing of getting up and leaving whilst everyone sees you, and as you're leaving they make fun of you, and they may ridicule you even more and mock you, that in itself requires strength and courage. But Allah Azza wa Jal praises those people, because you don't care about what those people think. What is more important to you, or what should be more important to you, is what Allah Azza wa Jal thinks of you and how Allah views you. Because Allah Azza wa Jal is your judge. These people are not your judges. They won't be the one to hold in their hands your salvation or damnation. They are not the ones who will determine whether you go to paradise or hellfire. They are people that Allah will judge, and Allah Azza wa Jal will deal with in his own way as he pleases subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you and me, we have to be concerned with ourselves. And so therefore your piety of Allah, your consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jal, overrides and overcomes any other worldly desire or any other worldly matter. And so you therefore stand up and you leave, even if shaitan makes you forget at the beginning, as soon as you remember. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse 69, وَمَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ مِنْ حِسَابِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَلَكِنْ ذِكْرَى لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. The righteous are not held in any way accountable for the wrongdoers. Their only duty is to remind them so that they may be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal says that this is your role. If at that time, whilst they're doing this, you can remind them, you can speak to them, you can admonish them, that is your role. Just as the role of the prophets and messengers is to convey the message, not to force anyone, then likewise the heirs of the prophets and messengers, their inheritors, their followers, their people who love them and follow their example, likewise their role is also to admonish and to advise and to remind. And so this shows to you the importance of making of proclaiming the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is for the non-Muslims, but also for the Muslims in times of their ignorance or their neglectful negligence or their heedlessness of Allah Azza wa Jal, that you remind them and that you turn them back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reminding them of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse number 70, وَذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَذَكِّرْ بِهِ أَن تُبْسَلَ نَفْسٌ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ وَإِن تَعْدِلْ كُلَّ عَدْلٍ لَّا يُؤْخَذْ مِنْهَا أولئك الذين أبسلوا بما كسبوا لهم شراب من حميم وعذاب أليم بما كانوا يكفرون. Leave to themselves those who take their religion for a mere game and distraction and are deceived by the life of this world, but continue to remind them with the Quran, lest any soul be damned by what it has done. It will have no one to protect it from Allah and no one to intercede. Whatever ransom it may offer will not be accepted. Such are those who are damned by their own actions. They will have boiling water to drink and a painful punishment because they used to defy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal said, or tells us in this verse, that the goal of every single person should be to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal alone sincerely for his sake, without any partners, without doing anything that will incur the wrath and anger of Allah Azza wa Jal, but rather their life should be lived in accordance to what Allah Azza wa Jal wants and what Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with. However, these people are those people who turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make fun of Allah Azza wa Jal and his religion. They mock the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make fun of the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal and its adherents and its followers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا. Leave those people who have taken their religion as a mere game and distraction, meaning that they don't really worship Allah Azza wa Jal, but they spend this life and they think that it's all one game, all one big joke. And so they just think that they'll live and they'll die and nothing will happen to them, and there's no purpose for their creation other than eating and drinking and finding money and enjoying themselves. Leave those people, because if that's all that they think this life is, then there is very little that you can do, if they are insincere, to take them away from that realization. You don't have to be preoccupied with them. You remind them, you advise them, you admonish them. If they listen, alhamdulillah. And if they don't, then it's not something which you need to overly concern yourselves with. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Because this life has become a distraction for them. They have been deceived by it. They have become engrossed by it. And this is one of the major traps of shaitan that he uses upon all people, that they think that this life is all that they will be. So therefore, if you think that that's all that you have, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, you need to use this life then to enjoy as much as you can. And that's why people want to enjoy themselves in many different ways, as they do, by drinking, by taking drugs, by having multiple partners, by doing what they do in terms of the sins that they commit and the evil that they do. That's because they only think that this life is all that they have. And so you think, and you don't even know if you will have those 50, 60, 70 years. And so people just go and go and go because that's all that they want to do. That is what shaitan makes them believe. That's all that you have, then you will die, then you will be nothing. So use this time now to enjoy yourselves. Whereas the believer knows that actually this is the blink of an eye. That the life of this world is nothing, means nothing except for one thing. And that is to prepare yourself for Yawm al-Qiyamah and the next life. To use this life in order to gain enough provision and enough sustenance in terms of iman and good deeds, that you will be able to make that journey into the next life in a way that will be honorable and in a way that will be good. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَذَكِّرْ بِهِ أَن تُبْسَلَ نَفْسٌ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. But rather continue to remind them with the Quran, lest any soul should be damned by what it has been, what it has done. And so therefore the Quran should be used to remind people of this reality, to remind people of their purpose of creation, to remind people of the counting before Allah Azza wa Jalla and the judgment that they will have. And that is why the believer always goes back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reads the Quran, understands the Quran, contemplates over the Quran, studies the Quran, because it constantly reminds them of their reality, of the purpose of their time in this life, of where they are going and what their end journey will be. And that's therefore why the Muslim is a person who busies themselves with the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they love the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest that soul should be led to damnation, meaning those people who turn away and they neglect or they deny or they reject the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, they will be damned because of their actions. They will be destroyed because of their disbelief and their evil deeds. لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ. And then they will have no protection from Allah, nor will anyone intercede on their behalf. No one can protect them from Allah's punishment, nor can anyone intercede on their behalf except by Allah's permission. So therefore they will have no one to come to their aid or to their help. وَإِن تَعْدِلْ كُلَّ عَدْلٍ لَا يُؤْخَذْ مِنْهَا. Whatever ransom may be offered, it will not be accepted. Even if they were to give everything in this world and double its and multiple its time or multiples of it, it will not be accepted from them. There will be no ransom on Yawm al-Qiyamah in terms of money or wealth or influence or power or lineage. The only currency on that day is Iman and good deeds. So if a person doesn't have Iman and good deeds, nothing else will matter. Even if they could, and they can't, because they don't own the universe, no one owns the world, no one possesses everything in the dunya. But even if they did have it, and they could possess it, and they had double or triple or quadruple its amount, or 10 times or 1,000 times its like, it still will not be accepted. Why? Because it's not valid currency. Just like if someone was to come today with currency that is no longer being used, like for example for those countries that have the euro, their old currencies that they used to have no longer are valid. Someone comes with thousands of notes and says, I want to buy something. It's worthless anymore. It's just paper. Doesn't mean anything anymore. Likewise, everything in this dunya and Yawm al-Qiyamah will mean nothing except for Iman and good deeds. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أُبْصِرُوا بِمَا كَسَبُوا. Such are those who will be damned, destroyed by their own actions. These are the people that Allah Azza wa Jalla will destroy because they did no good in this life. لَهُمْ شَرَابٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ. They will have boiling water to drink in the fire. وَعَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And a painful punishment. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ. Because of their disbelief and because of that which they did in defiance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us in the next verse number 71. قُلْ أَنَدْعُو مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُنَا وَلَا يَضُرُّنَا وَنُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَانَا اللَّهُ كَالَّذِي اسْتَهْوَتْهُ الشَّيَاطِينُ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَيْرَانَ لَهُ أَصْحَابٌ يَدْعُونَهُ إِلَى الْهُدَى ائْتِنَا قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى وَأُمِرْنَا لِنُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, instead of Allah, are we to call on what neither profits nor harms us? Are we to turn on our heels after Allah has guided us, like someone bewildered, having been tempted by devils into a desert ravine? Though his companions call him to guidance, saying, come to us. Say, Allah's guidance is the true guidance. We are commanded to devote ourselves to the Lord of the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and commanding him to say, instead of Allah, are you, meaning those who call upon other than Allah or don't believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, we are calling you to Allah, to the worship of Allah, to the devotion and submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. What are you calling us to? Say to them, are you, O people who commit shirk or don't worship Allah Azza wa Jal, أَتَدْعُونَ أَنَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُنَا وَلَا يَضُرُّنَا. Are you telling us to call upon other than Allah that which neither profits nor harms us, can't give to us anything, doesn't own anything, doesn't command anything, doesn't control anything? وَنُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. And are you commanding us to turn away from Allah Azza wa Jal after His guidance came to us? Allah showed us the path and the truth. Allah gave to us the Quran and Islam. Allah gave to us the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now you're saying after you've seen these signs of Allah and you know in your heart that it is the truth, you're telling us now to turn away and to reject that and to deny that? كَالَّذِي اسْتَهْوَتُ الشَّيَاطِينُ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَيْرَانِ. The example of this is like someone who is lost and bewildered. And he has been tempted by the devils or led astray by the devils into a desert ravine. So these are the people that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he gives an example of this person who is lost. Lost his way and is bewildered. And now he's being led not by guidance or by guides that will take him back to safety, but by the devils that are evil guides. And all they want to do is take him further and further away into misguidance, further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, into the middle of the desert, so that before, when at the beginning of his step into misguidance, he was still fairly close to guidance, he could still find it and recognize it, but because of how evil he's become, and how much of that disbelief he goes into and entrenches himself in with, then that person becomes further and further away from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are like the one who is stuck in the middle of the desert. They can't escape. They don't know which path to go and find in order to be able to find back that path of guidance. This is like the one who leaves the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal in order to go into misguidance. And that is why the person who disbelieves and goes further and further into that disbelief of Allah Azza wa Jal, further and further into sin and evil, that person becomes more and more entrenched in what they are in. And it becomes more and more difficult for them then to break out and to seek guidance. This is the example of that person who leaves guidance after it has come to them. لَهُ أَصْحَابُ يَدْعُونَهُ إِلَى الْهُدَأْتِينَ. Even though they have their companions still calling them to come and to seek guidance. People are still calling them because they can still see the signs. They can still hear the recitation of the Quran. They still have people who are calling them to Allah Azza wa Jal. But they ignore them and they choose to ignore them. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal then says, قُلْ إِنَّهُ دَاللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Rather say to them that true guidance is the guidance of Allah. That is the true guidance. And what Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded, therefore, is what will bring you salvation and success in this life and the next. وَأُمِرْنَا لِنُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And we have been commanded to worship Allah alone and to submit to Allah alone and to devote ourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal alone. That is the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the furthermore, to do good deeds, as Allah Azza wa Jal then says in verse number 72, وَأَنْ أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And to establish the regular prayers and be mindful of him, it is to him that you will all be gathered. And so we have been commanded to believe in Allah, to devote ourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal, not only in Iman, but also in good deeds. And to fear Allah Azza wa Jal alone and to remember Yawm al-Qiyamah. So the believer is the one who has the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they increase in Iman, and they do good deeds, and they fulfill their obligations because they know that Allah is the one who can punish and the one that can reward. And they know that they will stand before Allah Azza wa Jalla and Yawm al-Qiyamah to be held to account. In the final verse that we will take in today's episode, verse number 73, Allah Azza wa Jalla then says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ قَوْلُهُ الْحَقِّ وَلَهُ الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. It is he who created the heavens and the earth for a true purpose. On the day when he says be, it will be. His word is the truth. All control on the day of the trumpet is blown belongs to him. He knows the seen and the unseen. He is the all-wise, the all-aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, after mentioning all of these verses about the importance of taking guidance, worshipping Allah, that you will turn to Allah and return to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah says that he alone is the one who created the heavens and the earth for a true purpose. Allah didn't create all of this for jest or for play or because Allah is bored or without purpose. It is there for me and you to worship him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. And on the day when he says be, it will be. Meaning يوم القيامة. On that day that Allah commands, now is the time for the day of judgment to strike, it will come. And Allah only has to give the command to be, and the trumpet will be blown, and يوم القيامة will begin. قوله الحق. His statement is the statement of truth. His word is truth. There is no lie, there is no deception, there is no deceiving in the statements of Allah Azza wa Jal, but rather what Allah says is the truth and all of the truth. وَلَهُ الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ. And all control on the day that the trumpet will be blown, meaning يوم القيامة, will belong to him alone. On that day there will be no other gods, no other deities, no other powers, nor the judgment except the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عالم الغيب والشهادة. He alone knows the seen and the unseen. He knows everything that you have done and everything that you have committed and everything that you believe. وهو الحكيم الخبير. And he is the all wise and he is the one that is all aware. And with that, inshallah ta'ala, we come to the end of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.